Powder Finger at 3BA, that is Sunsets. It's PT and the Big Show for your midweek Wednesday morning. And for the very first time, we welcome into the studio the brand new El Presidente of the Ballarat Sportsman's Club, Bruce Tweedale. Good morning to you, Bruce.
PT, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the last time we caught up was millennia ago. It feels like that. Anyway, you were the president of the Rotary Club.
That's right. That was 2015.
You're one of the great community men.
Thank you, PT.
There's not too many of us.
No, it's only you and I, I think.
Well, it's great to have you on board, and
each
month we'll be talking to you and, of course, talking to your special guests. You've got your next dinner is coming up next Wednesday night at the Ballarat Golf Club.
Yep, July 7 at the Ballarat Golf Club. Our very special guest is Dale Morris. And Dale, for most of you would remember, played for the Western Bulldogs.
He did. Werribee before that.
Prior to that, he was at Werribee, and he was in the 2016 Grand Final. And PT, he played with a fractured vertebrae on that day.
Well, it's a story I want
to
ask him
gutsy.
About. And we happen to have Dale Morris on the phone. Morning to you, Dale.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
That is our pleasure. Great to have you on the show. We appreciate you getting up nice and early. You enjoy these crisp mornings, though, don't you?
I certainly do. Get up, get a workout in and enjoy the sunrise. It's quite nice.
Now, what I don't want you to do, Dale, is head over to the local park with the kids, because I believe the dangers at the local park, just as many as what they are on the football field, my friend.
Yeah, it is true. After I retired and slipped into coaching, I thought, beauty, I can spend more time with the kids, and went round to the park and playing tiggy with the kids and actually hurt my PCL running around chasing after the kids. So I was trying that hard not to get tagged, but I ended up injuring my knee again. I just can't get away from it.
Look, I can only imagine the scenario. You come home limping, and what's the wife do? I reckon there'd be a bit of the rolling of the old eyes.
Oh, yeah. She thought those days were over, and then I'm in this big knee brace for another 6 weeks where I'm a big baby at home again. She thought those days were done, but we rode our bikes to the park, and I had to ride the bikes back, and I was trying not to show the kids I was in pain, but it was quite painful. But since then, I've had a clean slate, so far, so good.
Good to hear. Not so much on the... Your career has been quite phenomenal, Dale, given that you played 250-odd games with the Doggies and spent a lot of time on the pine due to injury.
Yeah, I probably left maybe 60 to 80 games out on the park with the injuries, but in saying that, one of the lucky ones to actually play footy. Didn't really get my opportunity until I was 22, so I made the most of the time that I was there. And a lot of the times I did time my injuries quite well, that I'd do it at the end of the season or near the end of the season, so I didn't miss too many games. But the first 7 years of my career, no injuries, flew through, playing nearly every game. And then in the second half of my career, that's when the injuries came, and did they come?
Yeah, they certainly did, especially the 2016 final series. You did play with a broken or fractured back, if you like.
Yeah, the transverse process, so the wings on your spine. Unfortunately, in the last game of the season, I copped a heavy knock on my back, and I just thought I had a corky in my back because it was a really good hit. I can't remember who got me, but... And the pain just wouldn't go away and got worse, and I couldn't bend over, I couldn't move, and it turns out that I fractured two of the transverse process in my lower back, which was quite distressing and worrying. And my biggest concern was, am I going to be okay to be dad at home and play with the kids and go to the park, even if I am going to get injured going to the park? With the support around me, the doctors, the specialists and everyone reassured me, the biggest thing was, it will heal, it will get better, it's just going to be sore.
Yeah.
So we had to just push through the pain, and thank goodness we did. But through that final series, I wasn't alone. We had, if it wasn't for that bye before the final series, then I don't think we go as far as we did. We had guys coming back from significant injuries, syndesmosis injuries, hemi tendon injuries, that without that week wouldn't have been able to recover. And me with my back, I wouldn't have been able to play that first game if it wasn't for that bye.
Yeah.
So came at a good time for us.
Dale, talk us through that tackle on Buddy Franklin in the 2016 Grand Final, and then the euphoria. You're sitting on the turf in the square watching, I think it was Boydie, kick a goal.
Best seats in the house. I remember the ball was exiting our forward 50, and Sydney were just surging. They were trying to do whatever they could to get the ball forward because they needed to score. And obviously, the beacon for Sydney is Buddy. And I found myself closest to him, so I was taking him. He was leading away from the kick, and then they pulled the kick short, and he led up at it. So I was caught behind him. And I did study my opponents quite thoroughly and work out what their strengths are, if they had any weaknesses, and things that I could exploit. And I did notice when Buddy played overhead, like he's such a good player in all aspects of the game, and I just noticed overhead there were many times where he'd double grab at overhead marks. He didn't usually take him clean. So I thought that any opportunity during this game, if there was an overhead mark that Buddy was going for, that he might double grab it. And if he did, I needed to be ready to swat that ball away so he couldn't get that second grab. And the kick came in. It was going over his head. I was caught behind, and he went first touch and went for the double grab, and I was close enough to be able to swat that ball away and get it to ground, which was great. But then the next contest is straight after that. I get the ball to ground, and I thought I'd stand behind the contest so no one came running through and towards their goals. But Buddy sneaks to my right and gets to the middle of the ground, and they handball the ball out to him. And I thought I'd stuffed up. I thought I'd cost us the game. I thought, oh, geez, Buddy's going to get it really around on his left, drive the ball forward, and they're going to get a goal. So I went to take off to chase him. And when I did, I started to cramp in both my calves because I was knackered. But and luckily, I was able to grab him and tackle him and bring him to ground. And thank goodness Boydie was there to pick the ball up, because I can't kick over a jam tin. And Boydie picked it up from 60 out in the middle of the ground. And I remember lying there on the ground, and the sound of that kick when the ball hit his boot was just, it was a huge thud. He flushed it. And watching that ball, it had this big arc that went out to the my left and drawn in towards the goal, and it looked like someone was just pulling that ball into the goal square. And when it bounced, it looked like from where I was that it bounced straight up, so I didn't think it had gone through. But then the crowd erupted, and then I see Toby McLean on Boydie's shoulders, and that was a confirmation that that was a goal.
Pivotal moment in that 2016 grand final. Just quickly, Dale, hardest opponent you've ever played on?
There's so many that are right up there. You've got, you know, Buddy, Josh Kennedy and the likes that are right up there. But the one that was the hardest would be Nick Riewoldt. Just how hard he would work and run and cover the ground. And this was before you could zone defence and hand over. It was a one-on-one game where you just got to go with him. There were many, many games where I was physically sick during the game just trying to keep up with him. And he would work himself that hard that he was also physically sick during the game. And with him being the big blonde saint, they kicked it to him all the time as well, no matter where he was. He was such a good player, and it was always a great battle against him. So, yeah, he takes a cake as the hardest opponent.
There's plenty of other stories in the Dale Morris career down at the Western Bulldogs, and I'm sure at Werribee as well. And appreciate your time this morning, Dale, and look forward to having you up here for the Ballarat Sportsman's Club's annual dinner on Wednesday night.
No, I was looking forward to it. Thanks for having me.
That is our pleasure. Dale Morris, what a great bloke, and a great speaker too, Bruce Tweedale.
Excellent. Very, very good stories.
Absolutely. You've
terrific.
Got a few spots available.
Yes, we've got a couple of spare tables if people would like to come along. It's probably easier if they just give me a call directly.
Yep.
On 0448 366 037.
0448.
366.
0037.
Yes.
Say. Beautiful.
They'd like to come along and have a listen to Dale. They'd be very welcome.
It's only $60 too.
Correct.
It's a great night out. Bruce Tweedale, we will catch you in a month.
Thank you very much, PT.